Pakistan People's Party, PPP, Chairman Bilawal Bhutto Zardari on Wednesday urged the people of India to avoid falling prey to disinformation and hate-mongering, stressing that it was easy for the current generation to talk about war. In an interview with Indian journalist Karan Topper, the former Pakistan foreign minister categorically rejected India's claims of the country's involvement in any acts of terrorism, terming such allegations a mere propaganda. "I just want to tell the people of India that they must avoid disinformation and hate mongers. It is easy for this generation to talk about war and tell you that every Pakistani is a terrorist, every Pakistani is your enemy. That is not true," he said. "Pakistan does not willingly permit groups you mentioned or any group to conduct terrorist attacks outside of Pakistan but also within Pakistan. We have, as you're well aware, faced the brunt of terrorism over the past many decades. Pakistan is and has been fighting the largest inland war against terrorism." While dilating on the issue of terrorism within the country, the PPP chairman recalled the immense toll the people have suffered. "We've lost 92,000 lives altogether. Just last year, we lost more than 1,200 civilian lives in over 200 different terrorist attacks." The PPP chief warned that the current rate at which terrorist attacks were taking place in different parts of the country in this year, if they continue at this pace, it will be the bloodiest year in Pakistan's history. Bilawal acknowledged the emotional cost of the terrorism, saying, "I, too, am a victim of terrorism. I feel the pain of the victims of Pahalgam terrorist attack. I understand the trauma that their families are experiencing in a way more than many others can ever imagine." About Pakistan's efforts to combat terrorism, he noted the military actions taken in South Waziristan and later in North Waziristan over the years. "Most recently, we went through a rigorous FATF process with the international community endorsing Pakistan's actions against said terrorist groups," he stated. Bilawal emphasized that the Financial Action Task Force was a very rigorous process that had a complete monitoring mechanism. "So it's not like you can hide from it," he said, adding, "We implemented a national action plan as far as our actions against the groups of concern to India." Bilawal reiterated Pakistan's offer for an international probe into the Pahalgam attack in the Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir, EOJEC, in which 26 tourists were killed on April 22. The incident also triggered a 4-day military escalation with Pakistan from May 7 to 10. Immediately after that accusation by the Indian government, the Prime Minister of Pakistan publicly stated that Pakistan is willing to be part of any impartial international inquiry into the incident because our hands are clean. However, he added, India rejected the offer.